Theta healing is a practice that attempts to harness the energy of theta waves, one of the major frequencies of the brain. Theta waves take over during deep meditation or when we're drifting off to sleep, and to the devotee, they offer the key to both physical and mental health. Mira is a Maui instructor on theta healing who's putting together a course for instructors, and she's on the line. Hi, Mira.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for talking with us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
If you would, give me sort of a capsule description of what this therapy is and how it works.
So, like you said, which was great, theta healing is it's actually a meditation training technique. It's basically using a spiritual philosophy, getting up to a theta brainwave to improve and help people evolve mind, body, and spirit. That's directly from the website. A woman named Vayana Stibal came up with this technique many years ago and started to work with all kinds of different people and discovered that by going into the theta state, she could actually co-create and help people to better their lives through discovering belief systems that weren't working for them and go in and change them. And actually, what she says is she directly affects the DNA, helping people to evolve. So it's a fascinating technique. I'm actually not an instructor. I was bringing an instructor to come and teach this course. A friend and I were both mothers wanting to learn this technique, use it for our families, use it for ourselves, open up a healing practice, and we interviewed many teachers to come out and decided on a woman out in Honolulu to come and teach a training course for us at the end of this month. So we've been having a great time meeting people here in Maui and coming up with people to join us, getting the word out about theta and just learning more about how to create a course.
Mira, when you talk about when the theta waves take over, how what does that feel like?
So myself personally, I've had many theta sessions. I lived in Thailand for many years, and there was an awesome theta healer over there that I would meet with. Basically, it's a deep sense of calm. So the practitioner will sit in front of you, sometimes hold your hand, and she'll go up into the theta state, and you can feel it through the person that's working with you. They'll see visualizations. They can do what's called the body scan. They'll see energies that are dark or light, and they'll receive messages from Creator, basically saying if there's an imbalance. And what the person receiving the healing feels is a really just deep, calm, and relaxing state. And then often it works kind of like a workshop where they'll end up asking questions and you work together, and they always ask permission, you know, is it okay if I download a feeling, to the feeling of what it means to be successful, the feeling of unconditional love? What does it feel like to accept that? What is it, what is the highest definition of it? Let's give that to be your definition. It's a really amazing technique. I've really enjoyed receiving it myself over the years, and I'm really excited to learn to do it for myself and my family.
So when you go to see a theta practitioner, it sounds as if the practitioner has the ability to go into that state almost at mm-hmm. will.
Yeah, basically what they do is they learn, and they'll give, when they're teaching, they give a guided meditation so that anybody can reach the theta state and be able to get into the creative abilities. And just through practice, they get into it faster and faster, and they are able to see more and more and be able to, I guess, I don't know if I would call it channeling or co-creating, kind of a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. So it's an intuitive healing ability.
Well,
and basically, everybody can tap into it. It's just a matter of being initiated and practicing.
It sounds as if there's a certain amount of a kind of an extrasensory communication between the healer and mm-hmm. And the student, if you will.
Definitely.
Seems
yeah.
to be what you've gotten out of these sessions.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. Basically, the healer has the ability to, through your permission, into anything from an energetic imbalance to a past life issue. Oftentimes they'll work with you on, you know, oh, I think this is a karmic issue from many lives past, and then you kind of workshop with the healer to go through what the lesson was learned, release any traumas, release patterns that you've kept throughout your lives. And basically how it works is if you and the practitioner both have a belief in a higher power, whatever you choose to call it, it's non-denominational. If you have a belief in a higher power, that's what you're accessing, is that connection to your high beliefs and your faith, and the theta waves put you in a state of being able to access the ability to change energies, to heal yourself, to work on a multitude of things to improve health and spirit.
And this applies to physical health as well?
It does, actually. In Vianna Stibal's books, she writes many books about theta healing. She mentions being able to even heal broken bones. Myself, I don't know that that's what I'm looking for as a healer. I'm more into the energetic side, but it has applications on physical, mental, and energetic levels.
How long since you first were introduced to this healing method, Mira?
I was introduced to it about 8 years ago. A good friend of my husband is a master practitioner, and she had been visiting us in Thailand and had given a couple sessions to the both of us, and had later organized to bring her teacher to take to teach courses, and then I was receiving healings from one of her students. So it's been about 8 years now that I've been really interested in this type of healing technique, and I moved to Maui about a year ago, and I thought this is the perfect place to do a training course.
It very likely is. Mira, yeah. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sure. Mira is a student of Theta Healing on Maui, and to learn more about her upcoming practitioner course, you can visit our Facebook page, The Conversation.